Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. We've been talking with Rachel Barbie of Saturday Vibes and Ann Jesperson of the Helper Project. Ann, what were some of the first things that the Helper Project started with in Helper?
So we started off with small projects like the doggy poop stations along the parkway and new garbage cans and helping to provide some funding for the plant on the new Main Street after it was reconstructed after the water and sewer improvements. So we decided, well, let's just continue to do this a little bit. This is working out pretty well. We got more people onto our board and really experienced professional people that bring in a lot of general experience about redevelopment and economic growth. So in doing so, we've been able to provide a lot more for the community, especially in terms of Main Street and the neon lights, the storefronts. We've been able to contribute to a lot of the individual entrepreneurs, as well as create scholarships for Carbon County youth that would like to go to Utah State Eastern, and the scholarships are for medical and also for vocational. So we're really proud of that. That's about $20,000 a year that we give out in scholarships. We want to let everyone know if they're interested in providing a workshop for the community that pertains to the arts, or they have a musical act, or they're interested in sharing with the community, they can go to our website at www.thehelperproject.net, and there's an area where they can fill out a funding request and get help for that.
So you guys do a little bit of everything, and yeah, you've kind of been behind quite a few of the bigger projects in Helper. I know you guys contributed to the new lighting on Main Street for
yes.
the Christmas parade and everything like that. Are you working with them on the new entryways to Helper and the archways and the with the gabion benches and all that good thing?
Yes,
too?
The thing that's been great, and I think it's a ultimate goal for all small communities that are basically trying to reinvent themselves and promote economic growth, we've got to work with the city on everything that we do. And so we've been able to do several large projects with the city, one being the Christmas lights on the buildings. And we're helping with the museum right now with the windows and upgrading those windows. We've helped a lot with the Rio Theater and really, along with Kenny Driggs, providing a high-class entertainment theater. So it's just one step at a time, and it's a synergy. It's no one particular person, place, or thing, or government. It's a group of people with a vision that would love to see Helper maintain its historic elements, maintain its history, but provide some economic growth and understanding and promote the arts, which has been which is now just a big part of the profile and personality of Helper.
It absolutely is, and that's what you guys strive for. So Saturday Vibes and the Helper Project kind of go hand in hand, bringing people to the community and letting them, kind of introducing them to the community of Helper.
Well, we're really pleased. We met Kim Kuhn several years ago and understood that she had done this remarkable job in Park City. It's really very clear we don't want to be Park City. We want to be Helper. And Helper has its own unique personality and its own unique sense of growth. And the thing I really love about Helper Vibes is they're really respecting that. And each year that they do this, we listen to the community. We try to figure out what the community needs are so that we can benefit the entire community. That's what our hope is with the Helper Project, and in supporting Helper Vibes, those are our goals.
And to that end, we wanted to make a mention really quickly of there's a survey out there, correct, Rachel?
Yes, absolutely.
Why don't you take that?
Yeah, exactly what Anne has said is we are really driven and focused to make sure that we are doing very sustainable and positive growth for the community, but nothing that's going to, you know, be anything that the community does not want. So to that end, there is a survey that will be going out to help our residents. So please feel free to share any feedback that you have so that we can continue to, you know, adapt and make sure that this is a great thing for the entire community of Helper as well as all of Carbon and Emery County. So that will be available to Helper residents in your utility statements. You're also more than welcome to go ahead and fill out a survey at helpervibes.com.
All right. So once again, get out this weekend, this Saturday. Rachel, starts at 5?
Starts at 5. We go till 10:30. We've got those two amazing bands. Come and check out the vendors. Come and check out the Main Street businesses while you're there. Really just do a nice stroll. Check out the galleries. Come and hang out with us and show appreciation to our first responders.
Have a great weekend up there. Once again, Rachel Barbie with Helper Saturday Vibes and Ann Jesperson with the Helper Project. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today, and just keep Helper Vibes going. Remember, including this one, you only got two left, so you got to get out there and have some fun while it still can have fun, right?
Absolutely.
Once again, ladies, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.